Kyle, what a great show that was.
Fantastic. I'm in the E3 mode, baby.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I did not think we were going to go long that episode. Because truth be told, I was like, there's not a lot of PlayStation-related stuff, and it's all prior to E3. This is, you know, it can't be that big. But we still, I think if I added it up right, it's an hour, 40-minute show right there, because Brock's interview is about 20 minutes. So
sweet.
Yeah, man. Fan-freaking-tastic. I'm trying to find the questions for this week's show.
Yeah. Are you truly ready for recording stuff for pretty much all weekend?
No.
So this might sound like a big, like, bummer negative thing, but I always... I said this all the time when I subbed and would go into the room and come home, and whether or not it was a struggle to put a face on.
Yeah.
Are you ready to have a face on? I don't mean that negatively, because I truly love and enjoy doing this with you and whatever I make, but sometimes it's harder to, like, put on a happy face and be energetic in front of other people or for other people.
I don't know how streamers do it, like people that do it for like 4, 5, 6, 8 hours.
Every day.
And like that's their job. Like I always tell my family this, because they're like, why don't you be a streamer? I heard of a Twitch. And I'm like, no, that sounds awful to me.
My parents are like, I think I said this before, but whenever I sit down to record with you, or I record the 6-1 indie thing, or just anything that I do, I call it a show.
Yes.
Just because they don't understand podcasts, whatever.
That's what I say too.
So this upcoming weekend with E3 and pretty much all day Saturday, I'm going to be sitting here in the computer chair reacting to stuff. I say, all right, the next weekend and a half, I'm going to be down doing shows pretty much all day.
Yeah.
Like I got this thing I got approved for media for E3. That's kind of a big deal. So like I'm going to be doing a lot of cool things with it, and mom instantly, oh, you're getting paid for it? If you're not, then
just say yes.
I don't care.
Just say yes.
I can't say yes, because then she's going to be like, oh, really? And then I'm going to let her down when I say, like, nah, I didn't get anything.
Just lie.
I can't lie to my mother.
It's easier than you think. You know? Put up that front and they're going to be fine. No, I tell my folks, listen, I got a line of shows. I get it. You hate it. Because I've been doing a lot of them recently, promoting this show and all this cool stuff we're doing. And, but this one's it. I'm taking a nice vacation, I tell them. and then, like, my brother will back me up. He's like, no, this is a really big deal, really big deal. It kind of reinforces that. So, yeah, like, they mind, but they don't. But, like, in terms of, like, throwing a face on, I don't think I do. I mean, like, there are... God, what is with the... Stop. God, I'm going crazy, Kyle, so much.
Mr. Popular, though.
It's a curse.
For those that don't know, people are blowing up Joe in the DMs on Twitter.
So even the sexy DMs, you know? Maybe sexy ones. Don't send me sexy DMs, please. but it's been a crazy few weeks, and this is just me, you know. So like I don't have a performance thing. I just this sure. is me. This is who I am.
Sure.
There are definitely like weeks where I'm like, I do not want to put the show notes together. That's been 2 weeks in a row. I'm like, oh God, what am I even doing? What am I even saying? but then we turn the cameras on and we go to work. Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, yeah, I love doing this. There's never been many weeks where I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
Oh, yeah. No, there's never been a week where I sit down to do a thing and I have to pull myself to do it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm genuinely excited each and every Wednesday to sit down with you and do this. And whenever I do 6-1 stuff, same thing. But if I'm not, like, during the day, like, especially, like, the 6-1 Indie podcast or streaming on Twitch, I'll be like, hey, Mike, I'm just not feeling it today. Let's skip. And we just skip.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, A, put out inferior stuff and not up to my quality that I set. And B, I'm learning to take care of myself mentally and really rest when I have to.
Yeah, and that's why I appreciate that you say that. That's why with the trophy room stuff, it's like when it comes to videos, I'm just like, we're just focused on the podcast right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling this. And
yeah,
to me, I think it's worked out to our benefit because like we focused on one thing. It's like, let's make sure this one show we do is the best show that we can do. And I think like numbers and ratings have really proved that. If I try to be like, and I'm going to be a part-time streamer, and I'm going to be a part-time YouTuber, and I'm going to be a part-time this, and I'm going to be part-time that, and all of it goes back to the show, I'd go crazy. Like,
yeah,
the review that we did with Brock, that was at a 3 to 4 hour edit. My audio messed up, and I had to re-record my audio. So I was listening to what I was saying where I could, because my mic really messed up there, and then I would just reword what I said. It sounds good on the audio, but I wasn't actually talking to Brock. It was rewording my questions. And again, it comes out great. You're barely going to notice it. You're going to notice like 30 seconds of my mic breaking up here or there. But other than that, yeah, it's smooth sailing.
That happened to me on a Best Friends Talk Funny episode I did once where my guest audio wasn't the best. Yeah. And I think he knew it. And then immediately afterwards, he was like, you know what? I'm just going to re-record it or re-record parts and edit it over where it sounded weird. Mm-hmm. And this was like when I was fairly early on doing it on my own and editing on my own. So I was like, all right, sure, whatever. And I never truly listened to the full thing whenever I put things together. So when he sent it back to me, and we don't talk anymore now, me and this person, he turned out to be a terrible human being. He re-recorded it, not in the same way, and the way he re-recorded it made it sound like he was looking down on me and my questions. Like the phrasing and the way he said it, and nobody can hear that episode. I permanently deleted it from all feeds. So
after the show, I want to know who this is.
Oh, I will absolutely tell you.
And will I not be shocked?
I don't know if you fully know this. I don't know if you know this person as well, but like, we were talking about music or whatever, and I said, oh yeah, I'm not super familiar with blah, blah, blah. And in his re-recording, he was like, oh, you don't know whoever it was. Like that kind of, it's like, don't,
it was like very, he was acting out like he was, or just like acting it. It seems,
you know, holier than thou kind of persona, I guess. I was very, very pissed off about that.
Yeah.
But I was naive. It was like, I need an episode out, so I'm going to put it out. Then I quickly deleted it after I found out other things, but I'll tell you off air.
I remember, I think the only thing that happened similar to us was when we had one guest that was so rude that we literally, after recording, we're just like, this is not happening. We're not putting this out. They were incredible.
Yeah.
And then we just re-recorded it, I think almost immediately afterwards.
It was immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a good show, and we really liked that one. And so yeah, like that's only the one time I think that's ever like the closest thing of happening. But that said, this week's been really busy because, you know, some of the things I told you that I don't want to jinx right now. You know, the Ratchet and Clank stuff took a lot of time, and then planning E3 stuff as well on top of that. It's been a really busy week, and I'm already really tired. Like, I'm looking at my face right now, and I feel like one eye's drooped and one eye isn't. I'm getting there, man. I'm going crazy.
I'll say this for the patrons. I don't think you'll mind this, but we applied for a PAX panel, and some people are getting their confirmations of a PAX panel or whatnot. We haven't got approval yet, Joe. I checked before we started recording.
How dare PAX? But don't they know who we are?
I know, right?
They have a history,
and the list of guests, are you kidding me? When we are allowed really to say what it is, list. It's going to be a fucking banger. Here's of the a thing. Show, let me tell you.
I'll allow it. Here's the thing. if that's to say they say no, let's just
we're going
to
do it anyway.
Yeah, we're going to do it anyway.
Absolutely.
We don't need PAX to
be
do
like,
it.
Listen, PAX, you fucked up. This should have been on your main channel.
Yeah. And again, so it's the Avengers level list of guests we got here.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
So that is just a little bit of anxiety, at least for me.
Well, I got a little bit of it.
Not that, because I know we're going to do great if we get approved. It's just the, did I screw up the submission process? Was it too late? Is it not going to, did I drop the ball for a big opportunity for us as a show and whatnot? That's what goes through my head. But seeing other people get theirs early, I'm like, okay, it's fine. On the thing, it says you can edit up until June 11th.
Okay.
So hopefully.
Here's the thing. We got into E3. So yeah. that's like enough.
Can't wait. Right. Next week, I think post-show, we can talk about what E3 looks like for people. Because I want to talk about it so bad, but I can't right now.
Can't right now. Nope. But yeah, so like, that's already a little bit of a pat on the back, but even when I got it, I was like, I feel nothing.
Yeah, you text me like, I feel nothing.
Because
like, and the fact that I saw your name before you even got the email saying you were approved.
Yeah. That goes to show you.
It's like, okay.
But like, yeah, so that's enough of a little victory for me, at least.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, the list and the topic at hand that we have, oh my God, it's so like, that's the other thing. Like, I've been thinking about how to schedule that, because like, we got some people that like to talk. So we got to like, how do I wrangle them a little bit? The thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Cause it's gotta be an hour long.
So I'm just like a minute each, you know, like that's what, how do we do it? So yeah, that's going to be fun no matter what. And also we talk about like validation. I feel like we often seek it from the things we get accepted by, whether that's E3, whether that's getting a game in whatever. And that feeling leaves almost immediately after getting that thing. And so for me, I feel like the validation should be, well, how's the show doing? You know, how's, are we growing? Are we shrinking? What's this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's like, so like when I take a look at like, okay, video games all time in Great Britain, 54. In Canada, 55. In the US of A, 123. Again, we beat that goddamn quilting show. Sucky quilters, you suck. Ooh, leisure. That's the hardest one to break into. 183 in Great Britain. So nice. It's like, we're growing and really...
What's going on in the US? We're in the 50s elsewhere, but in the hundreds in the US?
I mean, yesterday we were like 70.
Oh,
so okay. we're growing in really cool ways. Which Bahrain, we did fall big time.
Oh no!
In leisure, we're 132 in Bahrain.
How big of a drop?
I think we're number one.
Bahrain. Oh no!
So the one oil baron did not like us, and just
I know we were like number one in Syria for a very long time.
Yeah. Where is it? We have any one of those high ones now?
God, I want to meet that person so bad.
So bad. I'm sorry. Come back. But like, yeah. So like, we're doing. That's to me the success, and that's the thing I'm constantly chasing. Yeah, it's awesome to see that we're growing in really different ways. Also, it's funny because I think TPR gave his review. It's like, it's awesome that they don't have like 5 minute what is it, like ads.
Housekeeping and whatnot.
Well, not just housekeeping, but just like the ads of like, so I've been sleeping on a My Pillow.
To be fair,
yeah.
If we were getting paid thousands of dollars by someone, no, not My Pillow, but like another.
Name? What's the guy's name?
I don't remember his name.
Oh God!
But I have his pillows, and they're god awful. I need new ones. But if we're getting thousands of dollars Mike to sponsor, Lindell,
I want everybody to go to Jimmy Kimmel, My Pillow. Don't go to just the interview. He has a guy, one of the writers, who does the most brilliant impersonation of Mike Lindell. It might be one of my favorite like impressions just ever. It's so good. It's literally awesome. Perfect. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll look that up afterwards. No, I'm just saying, like, if we were getting a company was going to pay us thousands of dollars to sponsor a show, I wouldn't be upset with an ad read in the trophy room.
Well, so here's the thing. Here's what I've learned about monetizing your podcast. So it goes by CPM, I forgot what the acronym
clicks is. Per minute.
It clicks. Yeah, I think maybe it's clicks per minute. That sounds like it makes sense. And so you have to, for every 2,000, the average 2,000 listens, the average is $20, depending on who, right?
Okay.
So we're not there yet.
No, we're not there yet.
But like, it's not to say like we're there, but we're not. Like, it's not like,
sure,
it's not enough for me to say, oh, let's do ad reads so I can earn $20 a week. No. So like, for us, like, it's very much Patreon is the thing that we're putting back into the show and making sure when things like a goddamn desk breaks, still need to fix it, we can replace that, you know? But like, I always think of like, that day is gonna happen.
I hope. Just get my parents off my back. See, Mom, I made a dollar.
Look at this.
Stop making me feel bad for wanting to do something that makes me happy.
Yeah, all right. Get off my back.
Just because you don't understand why I still play video games at the ripe old age of 34 doesn't mean that I'm wasting my life putting on shows every single
week. I'm having fun. Can I have fun?
Having a great time, Mom. Where's the meatloaf, Mom?
The meatloaf! Oh. Sorry, I yelled. Everybody else is asleep. That day's gonna happen.
I'm gonna laugh if your mom walks into the room. Jesus. What? Meatloaf.
But here's the thing. If we would ever to do ads, first off, I'm not doing, like, we've gotten a handful of, like, requests for like VPNs and stuff, but I'm like, I don't use a VPN, so why would I want this? And again, we're too small. I want to wait for the right time to do something like that. But I really want to do. Have you ever listened to Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast?
No.
God, you should. It's the best. Because he makes ad reads possibly the best thing ever. He just does a comedy bit through each and every one of these. Like, he'll be reading it and like, he'll just do like funny voices or he'll make fun of the product. Like, it's just good. Like, so he'll do like ZipRecruiter, like like that, something dumb and stupid.
Okay.
But
it's, all right.
I love it. I would love to do something like that, but we're too small to risk that. But yeah. And it's funny, 'cause like, there are advertisers that are like, yeah, just talk about it. You can make fun of us. It's fine, because they actually see that more people like click the link because he's joking about it and they're having fun with it. So
yeah.
But that's something where it's like, I that is something I always often worry about too. Is like, when that day happens, because it's gonna, making sure I don't go overboard with it. So we're gonna definitely need, when that time comes. Audience feedback for sure. That said, let's get to the empowering question of the week, Kyle. This comes from none other than Ask What Not Why Jose, my man. Empowerment questions. Not sure if I've asked this one before, so forgive me if I have. And I feel free to pass it up. This week's empowerment question is, am I living according to the expectations and dream of others or of my own? How do I distinguish them from each other? Ooh, that's so good. Oh my God. Just take a peek into my soul, why don't you? This is so good. Am I living according to the expectations and dreams of others or my own? I would say, I'm a big fan of, I don't give a fuck what anybody has to say or think about me. I know that there are people out there on the internet that don't like me, that would want to punch my face, and I am completely okay with that. So what anybody thinks of me, I don't care. Unless it's someone important, like Barack Obama's like, Joe, you smell like shit. I'm like, Barry, no. Use deodorant. You're a fat slob. I'm like, oh no, Barry's mean. That's what I do. Like, I would, man. But if it's like just some jerk online, like, we've gotten some mean comments here or there, and I just kind of ignore it. Don't bother me. So I don't think I'm living up to any. That sounds negative when I say it. I don't care if I'm living up to the expectations of others. I think maybe where I care would be like my parents, because I love them and I don't want to do them wrong.
Yeah. That's the tightrope that I walk to. Is I'm very much, now that I am learning where my passions lie in my 30s, which is probably way later than I really wanted to finally pop
into. Here's the thing. It happens whenever.
I know, and that's something that I am slowly but steadily coming to terms and grips with. But yeah, before me finding this passion of like creating content and wanting to like really make a solid go of making this my new everyday normal job, and one day to live off of just talking and playing video games. Are you kidding me? That's every kid's dream, as far as I'm concerned. It was very much like I would mentally in my head say like, all right, I haven't hit this benchmark and I am 22 years old and I haven't done this. I'm 26 and I haven't done
that.
This like real talk. This is patrons only. So have fun. We get real here. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
I am 6 years away from being, Steve Carell and 40-year-old virgin.
Right.
So like there, we've had this talk back from PAX. Like, when we drove back that one year where,
I kind of love how much you're an open book, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Everybody's something that I've learned is I was very much guarded. Nobody cares what this overweight, quiet guy in high school has to say. Like, let's make fun of him if he says something. In my old age, I'm more inclined to speak my mind because other people are going through that same shit. And it feels good when other people can sympathize and see struggles happening with other people. Like, you don't feel alone. But yeah, like, it's those kind of things where those benchmarks are slowly fading. Yeah. Every once in a while, there's like, it'll pop up like, man, I would really love to go on a date today.
Right.
I haven't been on a date in a very long time. Everyone else is having babies and getting married and moving away.
Oh, yeah. I get that every once in a while. Yeah,
here I am in my parents' basement still.
Yeah.
Talking about video games. So there is, it is a constant daily struggle.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly becoming more confident in doing things for myself. That's a big thing with me is telling myself it's okay to do things for myself.
Right.
And go on the march of my own kind of drum kind of thing.
And that's what I think last year that really solidified with me, whereas it's like, yeah, these benchmarks, they don't mean much. And social media only shows you people show you only what they really want you to see. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just like, it's so controlled. It doesn't matter to me, what people think or whatever. And the cool thing is like, when I tell people about this podcast, everybody, cause it's like the age of the podcast, everybody's like, oh, cool. Yeah. So like, how many reviews? And I'm able to kind of like boast a little bit and people really get impressed. I know my one friend, Ruben listens to this show and he always constantly goes like,
what, Ruben?
What up? He's like, I am so proud of what you're doing. You're chasing your dream. Awesome. You know, like, that's the only validation I need is from my friend. So for me, it's like, am I living to the expectations or dreams of others or of my own? Not of my own yet. I'll be truthful there. I think I set realistic expectations. I try not to shoot too much pie in the sky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know I'm not living up to the expectations, not because of my own doing, but of Rona's doing. So like, I know I should have gotten that full-time job right now. I get word from some people like, you need to start looking right now. But I'm just like, still no. I want to make sure that we don't peak again. And I'm like, it's not like I'm not looking, like I'm throwing my application here or there, but I'm not making it a thing I must do. You know, talking to my family about it, and they're very much of like, don't do it yet. And yeah. And when you hear that type of validation, it's just like, you know, it loosens the burden of I'm being a burden.
Oh yeah, it's a huge one for me as well, as again being in my 30s and living at home and basically being in a basement, the trope of any middle-aged
but the thing is, that's all millennials right now.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But the whole job thing is the one that really gets me hard.
Yeah.
Whoa, back it up a little bit. It's very hard for me to wrap my head around, because like even today I went for a meeting for summer camp because I'm going back. Very nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
Still very restricted. Like I'm going to be stuck in a room all day and kids are going to be in set squares and whatnot. It's going to be a lot. But even today, talking to these people that I've known for years, I've worked with for years, and I'm like, oh, how you doing? And I'm like, man, I haven't seen you since 2019. It sucks. I've like, since you've last seen me, I have put on way too much weight. I am more and more, I'm like an inch away from just saying I'm never teaching ever again. Like very up in the air about career stuff. And when I especially talk about teaching, because when you work at camp, you have people who are either going to school to be teachers or are teachers. They love working with kids. They give you that look like, oh, really? And inside, like you can see in their eyes, they're like judging you a little bit. Like, well, why? That doesn't make sense. And then you always get like the kind of, I don't mean this when it comes from a lot of people, but some people when they're like, oh, but you're such a good teacher. You're so good with kids. Like, you've never seen me in a classroom. You're just saying that just because like you want to be nice, but you don't know the struggle I go through when I go and teach. The passion isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
And when it comes to that expectation of me going to school and wasting thousands of dollars to learn how to teach and then finding myself and not wanting to do that anymore is extremely scary. And saying that to people often lets them down, and in turn gets me feeling like you were saying, of beating yourself, feeling like a burden to those that you are, like your family, who are helping you survive this. Because without the people who are sleeping two floors above, I'd be out on the street somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full stop. If I had parents that didn't give a shit about me, I probably wouldn't be here.
Absolutely not.
I'd be a ghost in Joe's house.
Well, that's a throwback. That's a throwback. For me, it's the not like I owe them something. It's the gratitude and knowing that people aren't in this position that I'm in and being grateful of it. Like, I'm grateful that I have really supportive a group of folks here. And when it comes to the lack of a job, I'm not being humble here. I know when I was in my classes doing the things I wanted to do, I was the best person in that school. Like you brought me to the valedictorian of my place or whatever. I know that they're only there because for the first 2 years, I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. And I was, if C's get degrees. But I remember leaving when I graduated, quote unquote, because it wasn't official yet. But like the summer class after me, this one girl came up to me. She's like an incredibly smart valedictorian of my high school, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And she's like, hey, could I talk to you about some tips about PR and stuff? And I'm like, okay, I didn't even know. She's like, yeah, you know, the professor's using your work as the example. And I go, is it the good example or like the bad example? And she's just like, I wouldn't be messaging you if it was the bad example.
That's awesome.
And she's just like, no, you and like two other people she highlights as the best. That she's seen.
That's like, awesome.
Whoa. Yeah. So like, I know if I'm doing the thing that I want to do, I am the best at it. And I know that does not sound humble one bit, but I truly believe it. Yeah. If I, And that's the other weakness is like, if I'm not doing something I don't want to do, there is no passion to do in one bit in the slightest.
Yeah. Like this is going to sound like a joke, but as much as I bag on my time at GameStop, I was very good at my job because I was around video games. I was very good at my job to the point where like customers would look for me for advice on what games to get.
Damn.
And I would tell people about all the news of the upcoming games. They're like, dude, do you know how many Vitas I sold personally because of me?
Christ Jesus.
So many. Way many, way more than probably would have if it wasn't for me. But I enjoy it because I was around the thing that I love. And I that is something that I hope to find in a full-time thing where I can be sustainable. And like this past year and a half of the Panorama, it's really messed with my head, especially when it comes with like unemployment, where at some point in my adult life, I've worked three jobs at once. And I'm making more on unemployment a week than I did with three jobs at one time.
Yeah.
It fucks with my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's almost like there's something wrong with our system.
Exactly. Yeah, and why am I going to stress myself out and do something that I'm not fully loving if I can't use this time to really redirect that focus? And that's what I'm trying to do within the next couple months, which is going to be tough because I'm going to be out and about for 40 hours a week for the first time in a year and a half. It's I'm going to be dead tired on the trophy room this summer, but it's I'm going to need to find some sort of passion there.
That is the one thing is like that I think of as the next thing is shit. When I get that job, when do we record? Do we have to record on the weekends now? Do we have to change the day? That's something that I do think about because PR hours are demanding.
Sure.
But I don't know. That gives me a little bit of anxiety because like, oh no, what if nobody shows up for a Monday episode? You know?
Yeah.
But again, I'm like, we're also up against like other podcasts on Mondays as well. So I don't know.
Or do we record it and then hold it for 4 days and release it? Like, man.
Exactly. It makes you think.
Yeah.
So here's a question from Awesome Dave. As a bike just races past my house. Because I have no goddamn respect.
It's 11:30 at night, bike. What are you doing?
Exactly. And now there's going to be a stoplight there. Thank God. Is there? Yeah. Okay. So hopefully the guy runs a red and gets fucking hit by an 18-wheeler. Because goddamn that guy. I know who he is. And he throws firework. And I say this, they're like, oh no, Joe, you wish someone death? Yeah, kind of. Because he throws firecrackers across the street. The loud ones, like it's like a fucking shakes my house. Like it's a mortar fire over here.
I'm sure Marty my dog. Doesn't like that.
He's terrified. He's shaking. He was shaking in the goddamn bathroom, and I was like, "I'm gonna John Wick this son of a bitch," because he's my dog's scared, and he's too dumb to realize nothing's wrong.
Do you ever have? Look. I just had this moment. I'm gonna ask this to you before you ask what you're gonna ask. Do you ever have that moment where what seems to be like an inane source of information that totally warps your view on what you currently imagined? You saying that there's going to be a stoplight on your street completely warps what your neighborhood looks like. I thought you were like on some small side street with just houses and the main road is like a couple roads over. That completely blows my mind.
It's always like when you're driving.
It's remapping your neighborhood in my head at this current spot. Right
like now. When you're finally driving to that person's house, you're like, "Oh, this is great." Like I remember I was on a date one, and I was driving this girl to her house. Oh wow, whoa, what happened? Nothing too cool. Don't worry about it. But I was like, "Oh man, this is getting kind of sketchy." And I'm like, "Am I gonna be murdered?" You know, that's what I thought, because it was like, this is not where I thought you lived. It was really weird. Like, and to give you the view, it was like we were driving into the woods for a solid 5 minutes.
Oh boy. Okay.
And when I got there, I was like, I want to leave, but not yet. So there's a light there, and I hope people stop drag racing on the street. It's annoying. There's also turkeys here. We hate the turkeys. They're jerk-offs.
Again, the map is repopulating in my head.
It's like a suburbanish area. They wander around.
Yeah, okay.
You would think they're domesticated, but they're just jagweeds. I got another
I'm sure if there. if you were ever to come to my house, I'm sure you'd be shocked at what my surroundings look like.
Yeah, I would be.
Just how open and in the middle of nowhere my house is right now.
Because every time I'm like, oh, just go here, you're like, Joe, that's 80 minutes away.
Yeah, the movie theater I go to is 45 minutes away from my house.
Oof, fuck.
There are ones closer, but they're not as good, no. So I don't go to those.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to the theater again. Okay, here we go. Gonna ask a awesome question. Dave. He says, not as good question as ask what, not why. But it's a question, though. These are always bangers, but he gives a great compliment. Bone in or boneless wings? I'm hungry. I want wings. So now I'm curious, what do you guys prefer? For me, usually bone in. There are a few places where I prefer boneless, though. I'm right there with Jose. 100% bone in. You're just having a nuggie if you're having boneless. Just a nug. Kyle, your thoughts?
I don't order wings really ever.
But if you had them, I know you're somewhat of a picky eater, but like if you had to choose, gun to your head, which one are you choosing?
Boneless.
Son of a bitch. That's a bad choice. You gotta go boneless.
More bang for the buck.
But no. You think that, but you're just having nuggies. Like,
and what is wrong with nuggies?
They're mush, and they get, unless it's Wendy's spicy nugs, you don't fuck with them. Boneless or the bone in, it's real meat. Like, you know what you're getting there is legit. Where the nugs, it's like, you know, this came out of a pipe sludge. You know? It's totally bone in. I'm a big wing freak as well. So like the crunch is even different on a bone than it is boneless. I'm a connoisseur of this stuff. So like
I'm weird about when it comes to even maybe not ribs, but yeah, like when we get KFC, which is very rare in this
Jedi episode. Master Ren is very much pro boneless, by the way.
Sweet.
I would say only Sith deal in absolutes.
The thing, like when I get KFC, like drumsticks are what I eat from there. And it's the same issue I have with wings, is where you get closer to like the bone where there isn't a whole lot of meat, and it's just like nasty tendons and like ligaments thing. Those things kind of freak me out. And I feel like that's more in bone in wings, and that's why I kind of stay away from them if I ever do order them. But I'm a mozzarella sticks person. I'm getting appetizers, mozzarella sticks.
Now, are you having mozzies with the sauce? Or mozzies?
No sauce. No sauce.
No sauce.
No sauce.
It's always a journey
you discover how picky I am.
It's like, okay, no sauce. The mozzies, they just have cheese. Just have a nice cheese stick. All right. Interesting. Jedi Master Ren also is like asking like blue cheese or ranch. He doesn't like blue cheese. He goes with ranch. I know you don't mess with condiments. I'll mess with them. I'll say this. If I can, I'll go blue cheese. Depends on the place, because sometimes it's a little bit too chunky and that freaks me out. I don't like it. But I'm not going to judge you if you go ranch. Like, I'll understand it, because blue cheese for me is something I had to work up the courage for. Also, Kyle, I don't know why I thought of this, but it made me sad thinking of it. It's something Spanish, but it's like jamón something something. What it is in Spain, it's a dish that is a piece of ham, or no, it's a piece of chicken, right?
I'm with you there, okay.
And then they have cheese in the middle.
I'm with you there.
And then a thin piece of ham, and they fry it.
I'm in.
And it's fucking incredible.
Are you? Hold on. Did you just describe a chicken cordon bleu? Because I think you just described the chicken cordon
bleu. But like this is like a Spanish version of chicken cordon bleu.
Okay. I love chicken cordon bleu.
So. Yeah. And where we're from, Oviedo. It's like a delicacy over there. Sweet, that and yeah. The apple cider that's actually like alcohol. Like you have to pour it in a certain way. And like I don't normally drink, but I'm like, I'm here. And my father was actually very surprised. That's how little I drink. Like, yeah, let me have this. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go, bro. Let's let's fucking rage, Dad.
That's awesome. Yeah. When it comes to the condiment thing, I think I told you this. This weirds out a couple of people when I say it. Hmm. When I go to McDonald's and I get nuggets, which is very rare these days, I ask for just straight honey. And I dip my nuggets in honey.
No disrespect there.
Because I dig that a whole lot.
No disrespect. Because you get the sweet and you get the salty savory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind some honey mustards. Some good honey mustards out there that I enjoy. The weird thing that disgusts a lot of my friends, and this is not a common thing, so like,
yeah,
I get it. If you yell at me in the Discord, it's totally fine. On pizza night, when I eat the pizza, I take the crust, and if I'm having a soda, I dip my crust in my soda.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Were you going to say? I was going to put something on the pizza? No, get the fuck out of here with that.
Okay.
I dip my crust in the soda, and I find that delicious. That's the thing my mom did, and I just did it along. And it soaks up a good soda, nice and cold, it is real good. It's soda bread. It's fantastic.
So I'm not going to hate there. It's been, I think, for like 17 years since I did it. Because there was one day where
I'm a child when it comes to my diet.
But one day my father was like, you knock that shit off, you eat like an adult. That's what he told me, straight up. And I knocked my shit, like he was dead serious. It's dead, like my father has like some quirks when he's eating that he doesn't like. Like, I can burp, but if my mother burps, he's going to be like, Miriam. He literally like, Miriam, what the fuck? He's like, what are you doing? Well, also, my mom's gross when she eats, but I get it. But, yeah, like, I'm not going to hate there. I'm not.
Yeah. I legit did that at a camp function once.
Yeah.
Like, I was just eating pizza. No, I did do it all the time. But I was eating pizza, and I dipped it in my soda, forgetting that I was in public, and that's the thing that people don't normally see. And my friend Eugene just stops a mid-bite and just stares at me. And the kids run around and goes, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm standing there with the crust dripping soda in the cup about to take a bite. Nothing? And then he was just like, that's a thing you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that my entire life. That's the most disgusting. And then everyone else found out. And we're like, Kyle, that's awful. Why do you do that?
Yeah.
It's like, nobody does this. I thought everyone does it at some point. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that's an episode topic for another day. Because with Real Talk Radio, with the changes we're going to be doing, I think that's a topic of itself.
By the way, Catherine, Hiding Doors, had a great suggestion.
What's that?
That I did see.
Okay.
That instead of the Marvel Weekly thing, that every month we pick a video game movie to watch, like a video game book club, and we watch the movie, and then we get together and talk about it.
How many of those you think are there?
Street Fighter. There's three Mortal Kombat movies. There's Max Payne.
Oh, fuck.
There's Assassin's Creed.
At least a
Tomb
year.
Tomb Raider. Yeah, there's at least a year. Super Mario Brothers, the OG.
Oh, my God. Oh,
baby. There's a decent amount there that we can...
Okay.
You can maybe do.
I like that idea as well.
The Resident Evil franchise? There's like, what, eight movies fuck. There?
That's a year on its
own. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing. Is Milana Jovovich, is she attractive? I feel like this is the Office episode of like Hilary Swank. Is she hot?
Bring it back to my mom real quick. Every time that show comes on and she's scrolling by, Office is one of my favorite shows of all time. She purposely looks at me like, oh, look at this stupid show, and just changes the channel. This is stupid. Why do you laugh at this? Meanwhile, this is going to be a hot take. She goes and watches Family Guy and American Dad. I'm like, Mom, this is stupid. I don't like those shows. Again, this is another SpongeBob area kind of debate going on.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Wrong 110% of it. Well, who knows? That said, gang, that's been the after show. I hope you enjoyed it. Kyle, I got another conversation, but it's off air. It was just for us. So with all that said, with all that out of the way, Kyle, you're fired.
Well, it's been real, everybody.
Everybody, love y'all. Keep it what's about you. We'll see you throughout all the E3 shenanigans.
Love you. Bye-bye. Love you.